Yeah, it's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM. Good morning. If you're just joining us, where have you been? Where have you been? Come on now. Our doors open at 7 o'clock in the morning for Daily Scramble Live. Tyler Russell's gone off to do the things that need to be done around here. And I'm going to man the show. And nice little segment coming up here. One of our new partners is T Street Volleyball Club. They're based in Irvine. And you'll be hearing more from them as the weeks go on. You'll be hearing spots and information and, I guess, advertisements for the club. And Troy and Carson are here. Troy and Carson Tanner. Tanner is the T in T Street. And they're going to tell us all about the club and what's going on. How are you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing great. Thanks for having us.
Yep, thanks right. for having
no,
us.
It's nice to see you. Don't be nervous because it's on your radio.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. Nobody's going to die. I reckon volleyball's probably more dangerous.
Could be sometimes.
Yeah. So you've opened. How long has the club been open in Irvine?
We've been around for 10 years.
You really?
Yes. And we are in Laguna for a couple of years now. We have a little branch out here that we're doing.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Where is the branch?
We run out of St. Catharines, just in South Laguna. We've
yeah.
been here for 2 years now.
And there's a court. Is it an indoor? Excuse me, but I'm British, and I only know about rugby. If you want to talk about rugby, I can do a pretty good rugby
well, sometimes
conversation.
It turns into rugby on the volleyball court. But yeah, we're just volleyball.
Yeah. But indoor, do you do beach volleyball as well as?
We do. We do both those things, but not here in Laguna. Currently, we're not doing sand volleyball, just indoor.
And there's a court there at St. Catharines, a volleyball court.
It's a volleyball court, a gymnasium with nets and balls. And we don't have to shag on the beach, unfortunately, but we have a great time.
Yeah. Yeah. So 10 years down there. Talk about how you got interested in this.
Well, I got started when I started walking, basically because...
I should say this, your father and son team.
That's right.
Right.
So I was just around it and playing when I was 4 years old in the sand, following my dad around. And it's just been kind of a part of my life since I can remember.
Is it very much... it's obviously a team sport. That sounds a little ridiculous. A lot of camaraderie.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's one of the best parts about... volleyball is the relationships and the team aspect, and there's no sport where, well, there are, but you're going to rely heavily on your teammates playing hard, doing their jobs, and when everyone is on the same page and knows what their job is, and it becomes really synchronized and really fun to watch and really fun to play as well.
That's interesting you mentioned synchronization. Are there sort of set plays? Do you practice set plays?
Yeah, we try to get, we call it in system. We try to get in system where the setter is taking the ball from a certain zone and all the attackers are coming in with different timings, and so there's quick attacks and there's slower attacks and there's attacks from all zones of the court. So yeah, for sure we have what you would compare to a set play volleyball.
Yeah. So tell us a bit about the programs.
Well, here in Laguna, we do a youth program called Tweens. It's not a full club sport that goes for 8 months. Although we can do that, we're trying to do that. We're going to have a tryout. But right now, currently at St. Catharines, on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, we run two practices a week for an hour and a half. We have little tournaments that the kids go to. And that's mostly for kids that are just kind of getting the sport going, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old, 13-year-olds even.
And how old are the kids? So how old are the is? Do you go right up to 18 or do you go further than that? Do you have adult teams too?
Well, we get up to 18-year-old high school age kids, you know, and then we do a great job of coaching them and send them off to college and cheer for them at their different universities across the country.
Yeah, have you had some success there? Have you got some players that have gone on to do big stuff?
We're killing it. We're really proud of what our girls are doing all across the country. In fact, the last 2 years in a row, we've had the NC2A Freshman of the Year. From our club, so we're really proud of it. But we've got girls in Division I, Division II, NAIA, all across the country, and we get a root for them and cheer for them, and it's really rewarding.
Must be lovely when they come back to town and hang out with the younger guys.
We
very
love
inspiring,
it.
Yeah.
We love sending them off and having them come back.
I know, I'm just looking at your website. There's something about a bronze medal, 2017. Is this a USA Volleyball Girls Junior National Championships?
Well, we've got bronze, but we've got plenty of gold too last year. So that's the one that's popping up on the website.
Oh, no, there you go. There's a gold one now.
There it is. Well, that team was the 14 and under team. And in our country, the four teams are the most heavily dense, the most dense population of teams.
Yeah.
And Carson here, he won the national championship for our
four teams. Wow, congratulations, mate.
Thank you. Thanks.
Awesome.
We had a kid actually from Laguna Beach on that team. They live right over at Three Arch Bay, the Hagopians, Natalia Hagopian.
Natalia Hagopian. Yep. Hello, Natalia, if you're listening. Probably at school now, I think.
She's a baller. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was great. So that's the best team in the country with kids from Laguna playing for. It's really a fun team.
You know, one thing I noticed, and I'm looking at you, Tron, and I noticed that when you get these kids that are addicted to a sport and they become obsessed with it, there's a certain kind of confidence that they exude, which I have no doubt they take forward into other areas of their lives, you know. And of course, they're team players, which everybody should be a team player to some degree in their life. So I'm always blown away by you guys. And volleyball is big, as you say, it's a big deal down here. Nice that we've got the weather for beach volleyball.
Yes.
Indeed. You know, so that is cool. It says here that you're the number one club in America. Would you like to have you down here? People can watch a video, can't they, online to find out more?
There's all kinds of information on our website at T Street Volleyball Club. We are the best. We currently have been independent contractors and rating groups have said we're the number one team in California based on finishes and number seven in the nation. But we like to say we're the best team.
I'm sure you do. And you're certainly our number one volleyball partner here at KX93.5.
Sweet.
Right on.
Grateful for the support. Glad whatever we can do for you. I'd love to come to watch a game. I'd be really into that. I've never seen a volleyball game, believe it or not.
Well, there's a lot of good volleyball in Laguna, and a lot of great players have come from this town. So it's for sure a volleyball town.
Yeah. Cool. Well, I'm excited to hear more about it, hang out with you guys more. Is there anything else I need to talk about? Is there an event coming up, anything?
Well, we have our tryouts coming up in October, and the tryouts are for age 11 through 14s. And the 14 through 11 tryouts at our main gym for the club are going to be October 7th and 8th.
Okay.
And we're also holding a tryout here in Laguna on October 10th.
All right. Well, will you send me that information? I'll make sure that we mention that plenty on the air so that people know that they can get in touch with you and find out more about that and how to sort of sign up.
Of course.
And everything. That'll be awesome. Troy and Carson Tanner, T Street Volleyball.
Right on.
Website again is streetvolleyball.com for more information. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thanks
for having us.